Damos un aplauso. Amén al Señor en este lugar. Aleluya. As unto the Lord. Amén al Señor. Amén. Si eso fuera. If that was for me, it'd be good. But, amen, we're giving praise and glory to God. Amen. Si ese aplauso para mí sería suficiente. Pero estamos dando aplauso. Amen. Y alabanza al Rey de Reyes. Al Señor, señores. We're giving praise and honor. Amen. To the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. The reason that we're here in this place tonight, la razón, amen, por lo cual estamos aquí esta noche, amen, es de glorificar su santo nombre, es de glorify his holy name, hallelujah. Amen, I want to first of all thank, amen, Pastor Montenegro, amen, for allowing me to be in here tonight. Quiero darle agradecerle a Pastor Montenegro. Amen. Por dejarme estar en este lugar. Amen. Aquí es el lugar donde yo empecé. This is the place where I started. Amen. Donde recibí mi credencial con la asamblea. Where I got my credentials with the assembly. Amen. This is home. Aquí es mi hogar, mi casa. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank the youth. Amen. Los jóvenes, Brother Judah. Amen. All of you guys for the invitation. Amen. I want to give honor to all the other pastors that are here as well. Amen. And youth leaders, God bless you all. And say amen. God bless you. Love you all. Amen. For being here. Amen. We're here to hear the word of the Lord tonight. Estamos aquí para escuchar la palabra de Dios. Amen. Si traes sus Biblias, vayan conmigo al libro de Éxodo, capítulo 1. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Exodus, chapter number 1, verse number 15. Through 21, verso 15 a 21. Éxodo 1, verso 15 a 21. Amen. This choir, I had to keep myself, amen, under control. Amen. I was going to sweat my suit out already before preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. And if you have it, will you say amen? Si lo tienen. Dejan saber con un amén. Primeramente en inglés y después en español. I'm going to read it first in English and then in Spanish. Amen. Let me know if me moving around too much. Amen. I like to move, so if I need to just stay, just let me know. Amen. Word of the Lord says, the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose names were Shiphrah and Puah, when you are helping the Hebrew women during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Y habló el rey de Egipto a las parteras de las hebreas, una de las cuales se llamaba Sifra y otra Fua, y les dijo, cuando asistéis a las hebreas en sus partos y veis el sexo, si es hijo, matadlo. Si es hija, entonces viva. Pero las parteras temieron a Dios y no hicieron como les mandó el rey de Egipto, sino que preservaron la vida de los niños. Y el rey de Egipto hizo llamar a las parteras y le dijo, ¿por qué habéis hecho esto? Que habéis preservado la vida a los niños. Y las parteras respondieron a Faraón, porque las mujeres hebreas no son como las egipcias, pues son robustas y dan a la luz antes que la partera venga a ellas. Y Dios hizo bien a las parteras, y el pueblo se multiplicó y se fortaleció en gran manera. Y por haber las parteras temido a Dios, Él prosperó sus familias. I want to preach this evening about Sifra and Fua. Quiero predicar esta noche sobre cifra y fúa. It's about soul. Es sobre las almas hoy, una pasión de almas, a passion for souls. If you were to the side, raise your hands with me. Amen. And we're going to ask the Lord to speak to us tonight. I want you to ask the Lord, speak to me, Lord, in this night. God, we come to you right now thankful that your presence has already been made manifest in this place. God, you have already begun to move on the hearts and the souls of those that are in here tonight. And we ask you, God, that you use your servant here and that your will be accomplished in the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen. Amen. You may be seated. Puedo más asiento. Amen. Thank you for letting me know. I'm used to holding it way down here, and others are used to. I'll just preach like all the other folks in Atlanta do then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cifra y fua. There are a couple of points that I want to take from this story. Unos cuales puntos quiero mostrar aquí esta noche. Número uno, vemos que ellas temieron a Dios. We see that they had the fear of God on them. Verse 17 says, but the midwives feared God. Verso 17 dice, pero las parteras temieron a Dios. And did not as the king of Egypt commanded them. Y no hicieron como les mandó el rey de Egipto. Saint of God, Santo de Dios, don't ever be afraid to take a stand for truth. No temas ponerse de pie por la verdad. Don't ever be afraid to speak out in the midst of a world that is full of lies. No temas, amen, de hablar en un mundo que está lleno de mentiras. Hallelujah. Speak faith into your children, if you have children, mom and dad. Habla fe a sus hijos, mamá y papá. Hallelujah. Speak faith into your spouse. Amen. Habla fe a su esposo o su esposa. That's if you have one. And if you don't, speak faith into your future one. Y si no tiene esposo, y no tiene esposa, habla fe al futuro. Follow the world's trends. No siga la moda del mundo. Hallelujah. Young people, don't follow the world's trends. Jóvenes, no siguen, amen, las modas del mundo hoy en día. Amen, son modas, amen, que están en contra. Amen, la palabra de Dios, they are styles, amen, and ways that are against the word of God. Amen, it's still only two genders. Amen, todavía solamente hay dos en it. Y Dios hizo varón e hembra. And God made him male and female. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world will tell you, el mundo te dijera, está bien si tú eres un varón y piensas que es think if you're born a man but you think you're a woman that you can change, and that's what the world is pushing to our children in school. Lo que está en las escuelas, amen, hoy en día está empujando, están tratando de indoctrinar, they're trying to indoctrinate, amen, but you must stand for truth. Pero hay que ponerse de pie por la verdad. Hallelujah. Don't follow the model of religious hypocrisy. Es la moda tampoco de hipocresía religiosa. Hallelujah. Make your way with Jesus. Haz tu camino con Jesús. Fear God, teme a Dios, and stand on the rock. Y ponerse de pie sobre la roca. Hallelujah. There is still only one Lord. Amen. Todavía hay solo un Señor. One faith, una fe, and one baptism, y un bautismo. And that's in the name of Jesus. Y es en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo. You still gotta repent. Todavía hay que arrepentir de sus pecados. You still gotta be filled with the Holy Ghost. Todavía hay que ser lleno del Espíritu Santo. No hay cambios. There's no change in that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesús dijo, yo soy el camino. Aleluya. La verdad y la vida. Nadie viene a Padre sino por mí. No one can come to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm around apostolics tonight. Hallelujah. Estoy alrededor de unos apostólicos esta noche. Hallelujah. The lost need to hear the truth. Los perdidos necesitan escuchar la verdad. They don't want fake. Ellos no quieren algo falso. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't want to see somebody telling them about Jesus, but is doing the same thing that they're doing. Hallelujah. Ellos no quieren ver a alguien hablando de Jesús, pero haciendo la misma cosa que ellos hacen. Hallelujah. They want something real, quieren algo real. That's why they're running to drugs. That's why they're running to alcohol. Por eso corren a las drogas. Por eso corren al alcohol. Porque están buscando algo que puede llenar el vacío. Because they're looking for something that can fill the void in their hearts. Amen. And because they can't find it, they go for more and more. Y porque no pueden encontrar, ellos van por más y por más. Pero nosotros sabemos. But we know what can fill that heart. Sabemos nosotros, amen, el que puede llenar el vacío. We know the one that can take an alcoholic and turn him around and make him a pastor. Sabemos el que puede llevar un alcohólico y convertirle siendo un pastor. He's the only one that can do it. Es el único que puede hacerlo. Amen. Let Hollywood play with their emotions. Deja que Hollywood juega con sus emociones. Hallelujah. Hollywood give them fakeness. Deja que Hollywood les da algo falso. But you give them the truth. Pero tú les da la verdad. Hey, truth ain't always easy to hear. La verdad no es siempre, amen, fácil escuchar. Amen, but it will help them. Revive you. They feared God. Temieron a Dios. Number two, they made it their duty to save and not kill. Ellos, ellas hicieron su trabajo salvar y no matar. El fin de 17, the end of 17 says, but saved the men children alive, sino que preservaron la vida a los niños. The ability to give birth, amen, is a natural characteristic of a woman. La habilidad, amen, de dar la luz es una característica natural de una mujer. And when these women heard the cries of those babies, y cuando ellas escucharon, amen, los gritos de los bebés, amen, something got a hold of them. Algo, amen, agarró de ellas. Escúchame, el espíritu. Hear me in the spirit. There's some spiritual babies. Hay unos bebés espirituales that need to be born here. Que necesitan ser nacidos aquí. That need to be born in your church. Que necesitan nacer en las iglesias representadas aquí. There's some that are waiting. Están esperando ser nacidos. They're waiting to be born. There's some here tonight that are waiting. Hallelujah. Algunos llegaron esta noche esperando algo. Hallelujah. The church needs some spiritual midwives. La iglesia necesita parteras espirituales. Hallelujah. To help them safe. Para ayudar, hallelujah, asegurar que son seguros. Hallelujah. Yeah. Some saints that'll take time to pray for them. Santos que van a tomar tiempo de orar por las almas que ha de venir. That prayer meeting, and I'm at home. Pastor already told me when I got here, you're at home. Estoy en casa, el pastor ya me dijo. Prayer meeting should be as full. Que debe ser tan lleno o más el culto de oración. Hallelujah. Que lo demás, as everything else. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it to y'all. Prayer meeting. Culto de oración should be just, you should be just as happy to go to prayer meeting tired after work. Debe ser tan feliz, amen, de ir a orar después, amen, de un día trabajoso. Amen, es tiempo de ir a orar. It's time to go and pray. Es tiempo de hacer guerra. It's time to ask one. Some saints, unos hermanos y hermanas, that'll take time to fast for the souls. Que tomarán tiempo para ayunar por las almas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take the time, tomar el tiempo, to protect them from the one who wishes them dead. Tomar el tiempo de proteger las almas de el que les quiere matar. Nuestra lucha no es contra carne ni sangre. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. There's some spirits that do not want new birth in the house. Hay espíritus que no quieren, amen, nuevo nacer en la casa de Dios. They've wanted to kill the churches, amen, in the West Valley. Han querido matar las iglesias, amen, en la Valle del Oeste. Wanted to take the young people out. Han querido llevar, amen, los jóvenes al mundo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been in church for 5, 10, 30 years, has estado en la iglesia por 5, 10, 30 años. When are you going to get a burden to see souls filling the altar? ¿Cuándo va a recibir, amen, una carga de ver almas llenando el altar? Not just on Sundays, no solamente los domingos. But every time the doors are open, pero cada vez que estén abiertas las puertas, que haya almas, amen, that there be souls. Why can't somebody repent and get delivered during prayer meeting? ¿Por qué alguien no puede entrar durante el servicio culto de oración y arrepentir y ser liberado? ¿Por qué no? Why not? Is our God changed? ¿Nuestro Dios ha cambiado? No. Our elders here can tell us stories about people walking in drunk off of the streets. Nuestros ancianos pueden decirnos historias de gente borracho entrando, amen, en la iglesia y saliendo sobrio and leaving sober. It's your time, young people. Es tu hora, jóvenes. This right here. Todos sacan su teléfono. Everybody take your phone out. Young people, take your phone out. I know you got it. Some of y'all this and not your Bible. Hallelujah. 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 I love y'all. I love y'all. This is the number one enemy of prayer. Es el enemigo número uno de la oración. I would have prayed. Yo quisiera orar, pero estaba en Netflix. I was on Netflix watching my series. mirando mi serie. I would have went out and evangelized. Yo quisiera que fuera ahí a evangelizar, but I was too busy on TikTok. Amen. Estaba en TikTok. And before you say, well, brother, yeah, I have TikTok. I have faith. I have all of that. Yo tengo todo esto. No, por eso yo sé esa cosa, aún hasta los pastores, even to pastors, nos toma el tiempo. It takes our time. And before we even know it, we could have taught a Bible study to somebody. Teníamos el tiempo de dar un estudio bíblico a alguien. 1 hour, una hora. But we're being entertained. Pero estamos siendo entretenidos. The enemy doesn't have to drag us to the bars anymore. El enemigo no tiene que arrastrarnos al bar ni a los clubes. Aquí está todo. It's right here, everything. He just has to grab our attention. Él nada más tiene que agarrar nuestra atención. And when he got his hooks in us, y cuando tiene sus, amen, sus talones en nosotros, yeah. Burden. Pero cuando tenemos una carga, when you got a burden on you, pastor, cuando tiene una carga, pastor, se siente, you feel it. Se siente el peso, you feel the weight on you. You can't forget about it. No puedes olvidarlo. It's on you all the time. Está siempre encima de ti. It's a burden that won't let you sleep at night. Que no te deja dormir. Amen. Because you saw somebody in need at the grocery store. Porque viste alguien en necesidad ahí en la tienda. Amen. But you didn't talk to him. Amen. Pero no dijiste nada. Amen. You got your shirt on with bless Jesus. Amen. Tiene la camisa de bendecir a Jehová. Amen. And you didn't say nothing to nobody. Y no dijiste nada a nadie. Missionaries of peace. Misioneros de paz. Apostolic assembly with the flame. Asamblea apostólica con la llama. And you didn't say nothing. Yo no sé cómo va a ser ahí en frente del trono de Dios. I don't know how it's going to be in front of the throne of God, pastor. But could it be, pero... puede ser que vamos a llegar ahí. We're going to make it there. When he opens the book of works, cuando abre el libro de los hechos, de las obras, that there might be some people that come up, que quizás va a venir gente, y te van a acusar, and they will accuse you. You saw me in the store. Me viste en la tienda. You saw me when I was homeless on the street. Me viste sin hogar en la calle. Endrogado. I was drugged up. And instead of speaking to me, you rolled your window up. Y en vez de hablarme, subiste la ventana. And I died that night. Y yo morí esa misma noche. I prayed to God for him to send me somebody. Oré a Dios que me mandara alguien. And I didn't know it was you. Y no sabía que fuese tú. ¿Por qué no me dijiste que había esperanza? Why didn't you tell me there is hope? I got a message 2 weeks ago from a family in my church receiving un mensaje. Hace 2 semanas de una familia en mi iglesia pidiendo oración, asking for prayer porque un niño de 17 años, young boy, 17 years old, in one of our local high schools, didn't have no hope no more. Él ya no tenía esperanza. Y a su familia ya no tiene hijo. And now his family doesn't have a son.
Maybe there were some young people that walked by him every day in school. Quizás unos jóvenes le pasaban en la escuela, en los pasillos, cada día. And I just think, oh, he's just one of those weird kids. Es uno de esos niños raros. Mira cómo viste, no es popular. Look at how he dressed. He's not popular, man. Don't talk to him. He's crazy. No habla a él, es loco. But that's the one that's seeking God. Y esa persona está buscando a Dios. There was a kickback I went to in Bluffton, South Carolina. Hay un evento de jóvenes que yo fui en South Carolina. Un obispo Hugo Ramos, Bishop Hugo Ramos. And it was out in the woods. Estaba ahí en el bosque. Just a little bonfire, una fogata. Me invitó a hablar con ellos, algo simple. He invited me to come and speak to them, just something simple. And they all invited their friends from the school and all that. One thing about me, I can't get over the power of the Holy Ghost. Algo sobre mí, yo no puedo sacudarme del poder del Espíritu Santo. As I began to speak, mientras que yo empecé a hablar, cayó la presencia de Dios ahí. The presence of God fell in that place. I was speaking maybe 5 minutes, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, make him stand up. Señor me habló, hazle parar. Y pregúntale, ¿quién quiere el Espíritu Santo? And ask him, who wants the Holy Ghost? Lord, I have not even done. I don't care you're not done. I'm ready to work. Señor, yo no he acabado mi mensaje. A mí no me importa. Yo tengo que trabajar. Okay, Señor. Yes, Lord. Ask him, who wants the Holy Ghost? ¿Quién quiere el Espíritu Santo? One of the young ladies, she raised her hands. Una doncella levantó su mano. A visitor, una visitante. I said, okay. You believe you get the Holy Ghost tonight? ¿Crees que puedes recibir el Espíritu Santo esta noche? Yes. Sí. We're not in church. No estamos en un edificio. Estamos afuera. We're outside. I asked the other young girls, begin to pray with her. Empieza a orar con ella. Las que tienen el Espíritu Santo, the ones that have the Holy Ghost, begin to pray with her now. I was about this far away from her. Estaba así de distancia. I got this far. Y empezó a hablar en lenguas. Why can't he do it here? Porque él no puede hacer esto aquí. He can. Él sí puede. You can be at your school. Puedes estar en su escuela. You can be on your job at lunch break. Puedes estar en el trabajo. Amen. En hora del lunch. Amen. Y empezar a orar con alguien. Begin to pray with somebody. And God fill them. Amen. It's, hallelujah. They just need somebody with a passion. Necesitan alguien que tiene una pasión. Una pasión por almas. A passion for souls. Cifra. Fua. Where are you? ¿Dónde están, Cifra? ¿Dónde está Fua? The church needs you to help birth the babies. La iglesia te necesita ayudar y dar a la luz a los bebés. And brothers, don't try to get away because it's girls' names. Hermanos, no traten de escapar porque son nombres de mujeres. Hallelujah. Nosotros tenemos tener el denuedo. We need to have some boldness to speak out. Boldness, denuedo. Number three. Because of them, the people multiply. Por causa de ellos, multiplicó el pueblo. Verse number 20. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. Y Dios hizo bien a las parteras, y el pueblo se multiplicó y se fortaleció en gran manera. See what happens when there is a genuine passion. Ve lo que pasa cuando hay una pasión genuina. To not see anyone lost. A no ver a nadie perder. Hallelujah. You will grow in numbers. Van a crecer numéricamente. You will experience revival. Van a experimentar avivamiento. You will see the prodigals return. Van a ver los prodigios regresar. Because one is standing before you. Uno está de pie delante de ti. You see, over a decade ago, hallelujah, there was two young people that had some passion. Hace más que una década, casi dos, en unos años. It'll be almost two decades in a few years. Que unos jóvenes in Australia Mountain Community College had passion on a young man. Tenía pasión, amen, por un alma. Un joven que no era de ahí, that wasn't from there. Everybody thought he was Dominican. Todos pensaban que era dominicano. And he was just a country kid from Georgia. Era un nada más un campesino de Georgia. But they had passion. Tenían pasión. And they prayed for him. Oraron por él. They fasted for him. Ayunaron por él. They invited him to the cell group. Le invitaron a la célula de jóvenes. They invited him to go play basketball. Le invitaron ahí a jugar baloncesto. They invited him, amen, to the youth rallies. Le invitaron ahí, amen, a las fiestas de los jóvenes. And because of what they did, they didn't know that they were birthing the next pastor of the newest work plant in Georgia. Ellos no sabían que estaban dando luz, ayudando a dar luz al nuevo pastor de una iglesia en Georgia. Amen. Una obra nueva en Georgia. Amen. And because of that, there are souls that have been baptized. Hay almas que han sido bautizados. There are young people that have gotten the Holy Ghost. Hay jóvenes que han recibido el Espíritu Santo. Why? ¿Por qué? Because a boy named Judah, amen, a young lady named Messiah, porque un joven se llama Judah, y un docea se llama Messiah, took the time to have passion. They wanted to see a soul saved. Querían ver un alma siendo salvado. A soul that was lost, bro, I was lost. Estaba perdido. My family back home, a lot of them they were done praying for me. Mi familia, no mi mamá, no mi papá, pero los demás ya no ni oraron por mí. Tonio's never coming back. Tonio no va a regresar. That same day I was telling Judah this, I was reminding him today. Estaba recordando a Judah el día que conocimos. I had walked by some apostolic Pentecostals. Yo había pasado unos apostólicos pentecostales. Y porque mi alma estaba deseando la presencia. It was desiring the presence of God. I made it a point. Amen. You were there too, Anastasia. I made it a point to try to speak. Yo quería hablar con Oseas. I saw they had long skirts and long sleeves, y que tenía faldas hasta sus rodillas y mangas largas. And I tried to speak to them, and they didn't even pay me no mind. No me hicieron ni caso. I was hungry. Tenía hambre y sed. I said, well, maybe they'll witness to me if I say something to them. Quizás que me van a evangelizar. I just don't want somebody to talk to me about Jesus. I'm tired of the clubs. Estoy cansado de los clubes. I'm tired of the drugs. Estoy cansado de las drogas. I need the presence of God in my life. Necesito la presencia de Dios en mi vida. Y ni me hablaron, hermano. They didn't say nothing to me. I just walked right on by. About 15 minutes later, I met Jure Masai. 15 minutos después, Dios mandó otros a mí. How many have God sent by you? ¿Cuánta gente han sido mandado a su camino? Y has hecho lo que hicieron esas muchachas. And you've done what those two little young ladies did. You just passed them on by. I know we live in a crazy world. Yo sé que vivimos en un mundo loco. And I know it's a little risky for you sisters. Yo sé que es un poco riesgoso por las hermanas. Hablar con un ajeno, to speak to a stranger. But how many have been waiting to be born? ¿Cuántos han estado esperando ser nacido? And they've never gotten a chance. Y nunca ha recibido la oportunidad. How many have come to the church? ¿Cuántos han llegado a la iglesia? But because we got our cliques. Pero porque tenemos las clicas. Están buscando algo. They sit at the back. Atrás. Esperando que alguien les hablara. Waiting for somebody to talk to them. And the whole service go by. Todo servicio va. They dismiss, se despida. And they walk out without anyone ever saying hello. Sin nadie decir nada a ellos. Aborted before they're born. Se mueren antes de nacer. They want to be a part of a family because they don't have a good home life. Quieren ser parte de una familia porque no tienen buena hogar. Pero llegan a la iglesia. And they come to church y sienten el rechazo. And they feel the rejection. Amen. That guy's tatted up so much. Be careful. Este hombre tiene tatuajes en todo su cara y su cuello. Todo. Maybe that's the next pastor. Quizás él es el siguiente pastor. Maybe that young lady, amen, that's been walking the streets for 5 years. Maybe that's the next Dorcas leader. Quizás esa mujer que está en la calle. Quizás que ella es el nuevo líder de Dorcas en la iglesia. Oh. Hallelujah. I'm going to get up here because I don't want y'all to start attacking me. Lord have mercy. They're not our culture. No tienen nuestra cultura. They're not going to understand. No van a entender. And I love, don't get me wrong, please. I love, because I grew up UPC. Yo crecí en la UPC. I love our UPC brothers and sisters. Amo a ellos. But we don't have to start sending people that speak English to the UPC churches. Just because we don't want to change. No tenemos que mandar a la gente que habla inglés a los UPC porque nosotros no queremos cambiar. It's a soul. Es un alma. Lord, if I got to learn Chinese, I'm going to learn Chinese. Señor, si yo necesito aprender chino, voy a aprender chino. Burden for souls. Carga por almas. Young people, you have something. Jóvenes, ustedes tienen algo that the older generation does not have. Some of them do. Uno de ellos sí son bilingües. But hay muchos que no. But there are many who are not. You have the opportunity to do something that our assembly has not done in a long time. I don't know how many of you know the history. But we come from an English-speaking organization. Nosotros somos de una organización que era habla inglés, the PAW. Una organización morena. That's our roots. Our roots are in bilingual. The songs, in la cruz, was at the cross, at the cross. The songs we sing, many of our old hymns, were translations from English in the first place. Muchos de nuestros himnos eran traducciones de canciones en inglés. Hallelujah. But people with a burden, gente con una carga, that are willing to bombard heaven with righteous prayers, que quieren bombardear los cielos con oraciones justas. And whatever church you're from, whatever organization you're from, cualquier iglesia que son, de cual organización de que son, look, we're all apostolic Pentecostals. Somos apostólicos pentecostales del nombre de Jesucristo, of the name of Jesus. A prayer that will cause mountains to move. Oración que causa que mueve montañas. Prayers that create an atmosphere. Oraciones, amen, que contribuye a una atmósfera, amen, in the sanctuary, in the santuario, amen, for lives to be saved. Para que almas sean, amen, salvos. A place where souls are snatched out of the hand of the enemy and placed into the hand of God. Un lugar donde las almas, amen, amen, nosotros podemos sacar del mano del diablo y poner en las manos de Dios a almas. Pero toma oración. But it will take prayer. Please stand. Piano player, come, come, come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sifra y Fua could have easily obeyed the command of Pharaoh. Sifra y Fua, con mucha facilidad, tenía poder de obedecer a Faraón. After all, Pharaoh was, according to the Egyptians, Faraón era, por los egipcios, he was a god on earth, era un dios en el mundo. But they chose to fear the one true God. Pero ellas decidieron obedecer y tener temor al Dios único y soberano. And everyone in this place tonight, todos aquí en este lugar esta noche, you must also make a choice. Hay que hacer una decisión. Will you bow to the world's commands? ¿Arrodillarás al mandato del mundo?
Or will you feel God and defy the enemy? O temáis a Dios. What choice will you make tonight? ¿Qué decisión tomarás esta noche? Will you leave here and say, hey, we had some good shouting time and we did choir, y'all, awesome. Saldrás de aquí diciendo, hey, tenemos un tiempo de alabanza y coro, cantarán, ay, me encantan muy. And to stay the same way, y quedarse igual. Or you say, you know what? I want to be a cifra and a fua. Yo quiero ser como cifra y fua. I want to see souls, new souls in my youth group. Quiero ver almas nuevas en mi grupo de jóvenes. I want to see the ones that are in my youth group that haven't been baptized, that ain't got the Holy Ghost yet. I want to see them getting saved. Yo quiero ver a los que no han recibido el Espíritu Santo, los que no han sido bautizados en el nombre de Jesús. Quiero ver a ellos salvados. Why don't you come down to this altar and make your decision today? ¿Por qué no vendrás a este altar y hacer, haga su decisión hoy? If you're in this place today, and maybe you're somebody like I was, quizás como yo fuera, you came tonight looking for, llegaste esta noche buscando algo. What you need is here at this altar. Lo que necesitas está aquí en este altar. That which filled me, la cosa que me llenó, can fill you tonight as well. Te puede llenar también esta noche. Is there anybody that says, hey, I want to have a burden? Yo quiero una carga para almas. Come. Venga. Don't wait on the music. If you don't want to win souls, that's fine. You can stay where you're at. Si no quiere ganar almas, está bien. Puede quedarse ahí. But if you say, no, I'm going to be the difference, yo voy a ser la diferencia. If you need the Holy Ghost, the evidence of talking in tongues, God is here tonight to fill you as well. Si quieres ser lleno de Espíritu Santo hablando en lengua, Dios está aquí también para llenarte. If you need a renewal, si quieres ser y necesitas ser renovado, God is here. All over this altar, begin to cry out to the Lord. Empieza a clamar a Dios en ese lugar. God, I can't see one more soul lost that I had the opportunity to talk to. Señor, yo no quiero ver ni una otra alma siendo perdida. Una persona que yo tenía oportunidad para hablar y no lo hice. And I didn't do it. God, forgive me. Señor, perdóname. God, forgive me. Perdóname, Señor. Lord, you gave us a command. Nos dieron un mandato. They hear it said this, no, and make disciples of all nations. God, forgive me for being a respecter of persons. Dios, perdóname por tener respeto a persona. God, forgive me, Lord. No, but I want to be a cifra y una fua. Señor, yo quiero ser una cifra. Yo quiero ser una fua. En el nombre de Jesús, in the name of Jesus, la gloria de Dios está cayendo aquí en este altar. The glory of God is falling right here in this altar. The glory of God is falling on the back. La gloria de Dios está cayendo ahí acá también. ¿Qué necesita de Dios? What do you need from God tonight? In the name of Jesus. I see. Right there.
Right there. Hallelujah. 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 If it's been a while since you've gotten a hold of God, amen, maybe it's because, amen, maybe that coldness that you've been feeling, quizás, amen, que se fiera, que has estado sintiendo. The reason why you haven't felt the burden for a soul, la razón por que no has sentido la carga por alma, is because a fire needs to be rekindled in you tonight. Es porque el fuego necesita ser avivado en ti esta noche.